Thank you for joining me for another UnleashingFreedom.com podcast. This is Richard Wells. I want you to imagine for an instant witnessing a terrible car accident. Now, from your vantage point, you not only took in the whole scene, but for a few agonizing seconds, you helplessly watched as a distracted driver veered into oncoming traffic, causing another car to swerve out of control and slam into an oncoming vehicle. Now, long after the victims had been treated, you now find yourself in a court of law as a principal witness in the case to determine fault in the matter. The jury hears five testimonies: the three drivers, yours, and one other third-party observers who just happened to be a renowned accident reconstruction specialist who witnessed the whole incident from a second-story window above the intersection. Now, if you were on that jury, which testimonies would you accept as the most reliable in determining fact? Now, today there are many testimonies pleading their case as to the relevancy of our aging Constitution. And the jury or the American people are trying to decide whose interpretation can restore America's strength and respect. Now, some in the education arena and others in the thick of politics cry that it is an obstructive anchor to progress. Others claim that it's our greatest national treasure. So what I intend throughout this series of podcasts and eventually what will become a book is to produce historic evidence and the testimony of actual witnesses to and participants in the establishment of America, so that the jury might have the facts to consider, not just hearsay in the case where we find the Constitution on trial. Now, before doing so, I wish to lay the foundation for this case by calling on two independent third-party expert witnesses who were not directly involved in shaping America. Their perspectives, however, offered during the mid to late 1800s, bear witness of the genius of the U.S. Constitution and should spark some desire in you to discover the details that led them to make such bold claims. Before introducing their testimony, though, it's important to note that during this era of U.S. history, some were starting to come forth suggesting that the U.S. Constitution was dated, that it was too rigid and inflexible for an evolving, more enlightened society. Our first witness, Mr. William E. Gladstone, was a foreigner, and he provides a point of view in stark opposition to this philosophy. Gladstone was one of the most accomplished public servants of his day. He served as Prime Minister of England four times, more than any other individual to hold that office. In all, he gave over 60 years of his life to public service in Great Britain, first taking office in 1832. Now, he made significant strides in shaping British monetary policy, in reducing barriers to free trade and a free market during the Victorian era when Britain was the great power of the world. Yet, in spite of his enormous efforts, he watched the U.S. almost effortlessly rival and, in many ways, surpass his homeland and rise to greatness in terms of economic prosperity, innovation, as well as freedom. Now, he could have been resentful, but instead he used his unique third-party perspective to complement America's success. And on the 100th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution, he applauded its wisdom by declaring, "The American Constitution is, so far as I can see, the most wonderful work ever struck off at any given time by the brain and purpose of man." Now, second witness to the founder's genius is Alexis de Tocqueville, a French judge and political writer who came to America in order to understand, quote, her greatness. He published his findings in a book titled Democracy in America. Some years later, following another bloody revolution in his homeland, he pleaded with his countrymen in 1848 to use America's success formula. Here's how he put it. "For 60 years, the American people have increased in opulence. It is found to have been not only the most prosperous, but the most stable of all the nations of the earth. The principles on which the American Constitution rest, those principles of order, of the balance of power, of true liberty, of deep and sincere respect for right, are indispensable to all republics." Now, both de Tocqueville and Gladstone provide sound evidence that America's founding documents and ideals unleashed great human potential. These men were expert witnesses in the case, and they suggest that our Constitution is just as relevant to human potential and freedom today as it was over 100 years ago and even 200 years ago. Their testimonies should ignite a deep desire to understand our heritage and our founding principles more clearly. You see, America is really about much more than economic prosperity. It's about empowerment of the individual and the protection of the fundamentals of freedom that de Tocqueville and Gladstone so freely applauded. Those principles can only be tapped into and protected when properly understood. Ignorance, rhetoric, and dogma can't protect them. So without a clear perspective and the honest facts, it's easy to buy into the witness of those distracted Americans whose vision is impaired by negativity and unproven philosophies. But with a clear perspective and the facts to uncover America's founding success principles, you can and will enjoy wider freedom. By tuning out the cacophony of competing opinions and taking a more objective look at America's founding, you'll not only avoid the crash, but you will enjoy enormous returns on your investment. Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. Please visit unleashingfreedom.com for personal applications and hear more podcasts about the success principles that unleashed unprecedented freedom in America.